Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover the 4B movement in South Korea, which is MGTOW for women, and it's leading the country down a path where the fertility rate this year is going to be 0.68 or below one-third replacement. 150 elementary schools in that country have zero first graders. The plot from the film Children of Men is actually coming true. If the fertility rate were to continue to fall like this, hypothetically, for 10 generations, there would only be 250 South Koreans left in the country compared to 51 million people today. Obviously, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's on that trajectory if this continues for another 200 or 300 years. So the 4B or four no's movement means no dating, no relationships, no marriage, no sex, and no child rearing from Korean women to Korean men. They're done waiting for the men to change their patriarchal ways and don't want to change men. They're just walking away and letting it all burn. They're even more radical than most men going their own way by promoting the idea of no cohabitation in marriage. They go much further. The Korean women believe that's the only path where they can live autonomously. I'm not going to lie, when I was doing research for this video, I did come across how many women in South Korea were living in a very patriarchal society. I don't really care about the reasons for this. Only that this movement exists and that, just like the herbivore men in Japan, was a precursor to men going their own way in the West, and the 2B movement, I believe, is going to lead to women walking away from men in the West. It sounds crazy that women want to take advantage of men in the West by not getting married, but I already know at least a dozen women in Canada that are single in their 40s and don't need no man. Their careers, their fur babies, and friend zone simps are all they need, it seems. The movement was sparked in 2019 after a book called Kim Ji-young. South Korea's fertility rate was already below 1 in 2018 before the movement, but now it's dropped an additional 30 to 40% since then. It's just the dynamite icing on the nuclear warhead cake. Many women say that MGTOW is just feminism for men. They couldn't be more wrong, because 4B is MGTOW for women. I believe the main reason that both male and females are able to walk away from the opposite sex entirely these days is because of the internet and smartphones. Loneliness would have actually been unbearable for most people before our digital devices. Then entertain us perpetually and provide dopamine 24 hours a day. We did it, guys. We pushed for the idea that men shouldn't marry or date women, and I'm guessing that women in Korea probably saw men walking away in the West. And now they're playing the part of the female chameleon and walking away from men in Korea. I'm hearing Western women say that they should do the same. If that happens to a significant portion of women, then it's conceivable that fertility rates will drop from below 1.3 to 1.4 in Western countries, all the way down to 0.6 or 0.7, like in South Korea. I think the only way to have men and women come together and reproduce is if they actually need each other for survival. For most of history, children were people's insurance policy. So I think the only way to ensure the survival of the human race is to impoverish a huge chunk of that population by making the poor lose their jobs thanks to AI and automation. Maybe we're seeing the beginnings of that right now. I'll discuss more about that and South Koreans going extinct in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to I hope that women will go their own way and force us to deal with the fertility crisis clown world show. Our species needs to figure out a way to reproduce without marriage. Then we won't go extinct, and eventually artificial wombs and surrogates will fill in for women if women refuse to have children at replacement levels. Right now, Western governments are using immigration to fill the gap. How long before South Korea falls in the footsteps of Japan, which has started letting in Indian people as their population crumbles? As for the Korean women going their own way, they identify themselves by wearing black plain clothing, and they cut their hair short so they look unappealing to males. The 4B movement also promotes the idea that women should save their money and invest it instead of buying expensive clothing and makeup and focus on their financial future. Men that go their own way in the West are also focusing on saving our money instead of spending it on women, on dating and expensive cars to impress the ladies. Yet that's bad for the economy. When women do it in Korea, no one seems to bat an eyelash, it seems. I don't blame them for walking away, just like men walking away in the West. It sounds horrible being a traditional Korean woman. The women in the movement say they don't care about men, but then they say that their goal is to weaken the patriarchy. They are naive to think that the system needs women to supposedly subjugate. AI is about to take over most of humanity's jobs and functions. I suspect the elites will always keep a pool of impoverished people around that make less than the equivalent of $5,000 a year for breeding stock. That's kind of what was going on in the Hunger Games series. The elites think that Africa will fill that void later in the century. I don't think they'll settle for that and will actually want white people in the end in a sort of neo-feudal living standard. The statistics show that the wealthy are still reproducing at replacement or above it, and those that make under $5,000 a year all over the world are also reproducing. It's the affluent middle classes that don't want children. So unless we use technology to reproduce, somehow I only see two groups in the future. The filthy rich and the dirt poor. To become part of the 0.1% in Canada at the age of 50, you now need roughly $15 million. That gets you financial elite status and hopefully isolates you from that possible Hunger Games future. Love him or hate him, Andrew Tate is right when he says that you have to become very wealthy to insulate yourself from what's coming. We could also try some more innovative ways to help people breed. For example, in the film In Time with Justin Timberlake, people technically live forever and stop aging at the 25. But the catch is that currency in that society is time itself. At the age of 25, young people are given a year's worth of time to live, and they can spend that time like a currency. In that film, the reason people are incentivized to reproduce is because most of them take the time their kids get on their 25th birthday. I'm not sure if the scriptwriter wanted to intentionally show the selfishness of the parents in that film, but that's the way it came across. I've been facing a bit of a dilemma with my own reproductive strategy. Being around with other people and animals in my living space gives me immense amounts of anxiety because of my childhood traumas, and that makes my autoimmune issues flare up from the stress. I wish there were some way to have kids with surrogacy and figure out a way to raise them with minimal interaction. I'm a pronatalist and think that the world needs to repopulate, but I also think we need to select the best genes possible to do that with. But as AI replaces most people, mentally, what exactly are the best genes? Not to mention we might use AI to figure out a way to download consciousness itself or transfer it somewhere. If that doesn't work, and since I can't be around people without feeling pain, the only other option is to pay for a surrogate and buy some eggs, and then have the kid or kids put up for adoption for some capable cuck to raise. Maybe I should buy some eggs off the Korean women out there to help do my part and have their genes live on. Just as I finished this video, I found another video about the collapsing birth rate in Canada as well. The idea in Canada and Western countries is that mass migration is the only solution. But maybe the elites aren't aware that the countries they're bringing people in from are also seeing their own fertility rates collapse. Canada is going to become an incel nation soon. Right now there are 112 young men for every 100 young women in this province. The fertility rate in Canada is down to 1.33 as well. That includes the immigrants and the locals. So if you take that into consideration, Canadian women of European descent are probably only having less than one child on average right now. As for women going their own way in Korea and beyond, I really hope it catches on, and that the fertility rates fall everywhere so that our species finally has to deal with this problem. We seem to be too smart and rich for our own good, and it's overriding our reproductive instincts. The only way to bring the problem to the attention of the world is by making it so big it's impossible to ignore. If younger generations can't take care of their aging parents, and the state can't take care of them either, then that might be the incentive to get those younger ones to breed because of fear. Not just the fear of being old with cats and boxed wine, but the fear of starving and dying alone, melting into your lazy boy in your 80s while living under a bridge. People are motivated by fear more than anything else. The fear of being poor, powerless, and destitute. And they will have kids to make sure it doesn't happen to them, and will say that they're really having kids because of love. Most people don't even consciously know why they're procreating. They just follow the herd. If the majority of the herd feels like it'll be fine into old age without children, then they won't have them. But the moment more than half of them feel like they need kids to help them one day, then suddenly all of society will start shooting out crotch fruit. If you want to see the future, watch how East Asian countries play out in the next 10 to 20 years. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Korean women don't want to get smashed by Korean men anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think the population crisis will be solved with mass migration away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.